You know, when you think about really highly engineered structures, you usually picture something just massive and industrial, right? Like, I don't know, a suspension bridge crossing a bay or a huge skyscraper.
Oh, sure. Yeah, tons of steel and, incredibly precise physics.
Right. Complex layers upon layers of distinct materials that are, I mean, they're explicitly designed to withstand immense pressure and shifting weights over like decades.
Well, yeah, because it comes down to structural integrity and incredibly careful, deliberate load distribution. You're building something where the stakes are totally binary. I mean, it holds the weight or it collapses. Every single rivet, every tension cable has a very specific, measurable job to do in that battle against gravity.
But then you look at what we sleep on every single night, and suddenly that exact same level of intense obsessive engineering is being used to create essentially a cloud.
Right, or at least the physical illusion of one.
Yeah, the illusion. We're using advanced chemical polymers and thermodynamic gels and these independent pocketed steel coil systems, basically just to make you, the sleeper, forget that you are lying on top of a highly complex machine.
The modern mattress is it's the absolute definition of a functional paradox. I mean, we hide all of this heavy industrial grade support underneath a plush surface that is explicitly designed to feel completely effortless and, entirely invisible to the user.
You aren't supposed to feel the engineering.
No, not at all. You are just supposed to feel weightless.
Well, welcome to another deep dive from Mattress Advisory. And before we even, pull back the covers on today's research, I want to invite you to check out the links in the article accompanying this deep dive for an exclusive discount.
Definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, you'll really want to grab that because today we are putting a very specific cloud under the microscope. We are looking at the Puffy Luxe mattress.
Which is super interesting because, since Puffy first launched back in 2016, I think. Yeah, 2016. They have really carved out a significant reputation around this very specific idea of premium material blends and incredibly plush, luxurious designs.
But today, we are stripping away the marketing claims. We're looking strictly at the physical specs, the biomechanics, and the raw material performance.
Right, getting into the actual nuts and bolts of it.
We're going to completely unpack this 12-inch, 8-layer hybrid mattress. We're going to evaluate these claims of ultra luxury, the supposedly cloud-like comfort, and their proprietary cooling tech to see if it actually, matches up with your specific biological sleep needs.
Because it's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Exactly. We're looking at spinal alignment, the actual chemistry of the foams, and even a notably long off-gassing period, which we'll definitely get to. All to find out who this bed is actually built to support and who really needs to look somewhere else.
And that matters because sleep impacts every single facet of our waking lives, right? Our cognitive function, our metabolic health, emotional regulation. Finding out if this particular engineering marvel lives up to its price tag isn't just about comfort. It's about evaluating a vital tool for human recovery.
So let's get right into the anatomy of this thing. Looking at the cross section of the Puffy Luxe, it is objectively a lot of material.
It's dense.
Yeah, it's a 12-inch profile featuring an 8-layer hybrid design. And honestly, looking at this stack, my immediate reaction is just skepticism. It feels like building that suspension bridge we talked about, but dressing it up as a decadent layer cake.
Right, the layer cake analogy.
Like, is an 8-layer construction actually biologically necessary for a good night's sleep? Or is stacking all those materials just a clever way to justify a premium price tag?
Well, stacking materials arbitrarily would just create a messy, unresponsive bed. It would be terrible. But in a high-quality hybrid mattress, every single one of those layers actually has to perform a distinct mechanical job.
So it's not just fluff.
No, a hybrid really needs this highly specific anatomy to bridge the gap between traditional steel spring support and modern pressure relief. Without those distinct layers, you end up with the dreaded quicksand feeling of old school, first generation memory foam.
Oh, where you sink in and simply cannot get out, you have to fight your way out of bed.
Exactly. Let's actually trace that anatomy from the top down, starting where your body makes contact with the bed. First, you have the Cool Touch quilted cloud cover, which is it's hypoallergenic and entirely washable, which is a nice touch.
And right underneath that, there is a 0.5-inch climate fiber layer.
Right.
And then that is immediately followed by another 0.5-inch layer of gel-infused cooling cloud foam. Mm. So we're looking at roughly an inch of material that seems entirely dedicated to temperature and the initial touch, rather than, you know, actually holding up your spine.
Yeah, those top layers act as the sensory interface. They aren't there for structural support at all. They're strictly there to manage your microclimate.
Because memory foam gets hot. It's super hot. When you first lie down, your body immediately begins radiating heat. And traditional memory foam is essentially a dense insulator. It tracks that body heat and just reflects it right back at your skin.
Which is miserable.
Right. So that half inch of climate fiber acts as a breathable buffer, basically wicking away moisture, while the gel-infused foam begins the process of drawing heat away from your skin before it can pool and cause you to sweat.
Okay, so it's essentially the climate control system.
Yeah.
But beneath that, we hit the heavy lifters, the support and transition layers.
The meat of the mattress.
Yeah. You've got a 2-inch plush dual cloud foam,
yeah.
Then a 2-inch cloud comfort pressure relief foam. Below all that foam sits the real engine of the hybrid design, which is 6 full inches of contour adapt pocketed coils.
Right.
And finally, sitting at the very bottom, just holding it all together, there is a firm core support base. So the functional difference between those foam transition layers and the steel coils below them is really the secret to the entire hybrid concept. I mean, the 6-inch pocketed coils at the bottom provide absolute stability, long-term durability, and massive channels for airflow.
But you can't just sleep on coils.
No. If you were to put a soft, responsive memory foam directly on top of rigid steel coils, you would eventually just sink right through that soft foam. Your heavier pressure points, like your hips or your shoulders, would eventually feel the hard metal pushing back.
You'd bottom out. I imagine that would cause some serious joint pain by like 2 a.m.
Oh, it would be awful. It would completely cut off circulation to those pressure points.
Right.
You need the transitional foams, those 2 thick 2-inch layers in the middle, to act as weight distributors.
Wow, I see.
They take the localized intense pressure of your shoulder or your hip and they spread it out widely across the broad coil system below. They create a functional gradient. You transition smoothly from the soft, cloud-like top through the adaptive and denser middle down to the firm, supportive steel base.
So rather than a layer cake, it's more like a highly calibrated, progressive shock absorption system.
That's a great way to put it.
The deeper your body pushes into the mattress, the harder the mattress pushes back to keep you suspended.
It is progressive resistance, yeah.
Yeah.
You get the initial sensation of sinking into a cloud, but the deeper architecture prevents you from actually falling through it.
Which brings us to the real moment of truth. I mean, you have this perfect gradient of shock absorption sitting in an empty room, but the real test is when a human body actually crashes onto it.
Right, how does it feel?
Exactly. And the source material describes the overall firmness level of the Puffy Lux as medium plush. It has a moderate sinkage that deliberately provides a hugging feeling around the body.
So in industry terms, medium plush means the bed prioritizes contouring and pressure relief over absolute rigidity. It is actively trying to map itself to the specific unique shape of whoever is lying on it, filling in the gaps around the lower back and really cushioning the joints.
I actually found the response time metrics for this specific foam, and it really puts that hugging feeling into perspective. The foam mostly recovers its original shape in 0.4 seconds and completely recovers in 0.9 seconds.
Wow.
Right. I didn't even realize they measured foam recovery down to the fraction of a second. But a complete recovery in under a second means you aren't fighting the bed when you move.
And those fractions of a second completely dictate the quality of your sleep. I mean, imagine trying to run on a dry, loose, sandy beach versus running on a rubberized track.
Oh, yeah. The sand is exhausting.
Right. In deep sand, every time you lift your foot, the sand collapses around it. You expend massive amounts of energy just fighting gravity. When a mattress foam takes 3 or 4 full seconds to recover its shape, you feel stuck.
Which wakes you up.
Exactly. Every time you naturally try to roll over in your sleep, your muscles have to actively engage to climb out of the crater your own body weight just created. So a 0.9 second complete recovery means the bed is instantly keeping up with your movements.
It hugs you, but it lets you go the second you want to move. And based on that medium plush feel and that quick response, the review makes very firm recommendations. Like, it is highly recommended for side sleepers because it actively cushions the shoulders and hips.
Yeah.
And it's great for back sleepers because it provides even weight distribution and fills in the lumbar curve.
And the biomechanics line up perfectly with that assessment. When you sleep on your side, your shoulders and hips are protruding sharply into the mattress. They carry almost all of your body weight on a very small surface area.
A lot of concentrated pressure.
Right. If the bed is too firm, those joints can't sink in. Consequently, your spine is forced to bend sideways to accommodate the hard surface. You wake up with intense shoulder pain and a totally misaligned lower back.
But the Luxe fixes that.
Yeah, the medium plush foam allows those specific joints to sink just enough so that the spine remains perfectly straight and parallel to the floor.
But, and this is a big but, if we flip the sleeper over, we run into a major physical limitation. The review explicitly states this mattress is not recommended for stomach sleepers.
Not at all.
It also cautions heavy sleepers, specifically individuals weighing over 230 to 250 pounds, that they will likely sink too deeply and require a firmer option. So my question is, if the mattress is universally praised for providing incredible pressure relief, why does it suddenly fail when someone sleeps on their stomach?
It fails because of human anatomy. When you lie face down on a medium plush mattress, your weight distribution completely changes. Your hips and your stomach naturally carry a significant dense portion of your overall body weight.
Right, the center of gravity shifts.
Exactly. So your heavy hips sink deeply into those plush transition layers. But your lighter chest and your legs don't sink nearly as much.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah, this dynamic forces your lower back to arch sharply downward, essentially creating a U-shape in your spine. Your hips are anchored low, and your upper body is resting high. Over the course of a standard 8-hour sleep cycle, that continuous hyperextension of the lower back is going to cause severe, debilitating lumbar pain.
That sounds awful.
It is. Stomach sleepers fundamentally require a rigid, firm surface to keep their hips elevated and completely flat.
I imagine we see a similar mechanical failure for heavier individuals too, right? Even if they aren't slipping on their stomachs. If I weigh 250 or 260 pounds, I'm probably compressing that plush layer entirely.
Right.
I'm basically pushing right through the progressive resistance and bottoming out on the steel coils, essentially bypassing the bed's whole cloud-like design philosophy.
Well, yes and no. The mattress is structurally rated to support a total of 1,000 pounds, or up to 300 pounds per side without breaking down. So you won't destroy the bed. But comfort and structural integrity are two very different things.
Right. It'll hold you, but it won't feel good.
Exactly. For an individual over that 230 to 250 pound threshold, those top layers of soft foam compress so quickly and thoroughly that they no longer offer contouring. The sleeper is resting almost directly on the transition foam and the coils. They won't break the bed, but they absolutely will not experience the plush hugging sensation that they paid for.
Okay, so you have this perfectly mapped spine for a side sleeper in a perfectly static position. But what happens when we introduce the chaotic variables of real life, specifically, you know, generating body heat throughout the night and introducing a second person into the bed?
Right, the real world test. Temperature regulation is the traditional Achilles heel of anything involving memory foam. I mean, the very nature of polyurethane foam, which makes it so good at pressure relief, also makes it a dense, highly effective thermal insulator.
Yet the Puffy Luxe leans incredibly heavily into its cooling features. We talked about that 0.5-inch gel-infused foam that actively dissipates heat, and the breathable pocketed coils that allow massive amounts of air to flow right through the core of the bed.
The crucial mechanism to understand here is thermal conductivity. The Puffy Luxe uses an open-cell foam structure. Imagine a sponge with large interconnected holes as opposed to a solid, dense block of rubber.
Okay.
That open-cell structure naturally allows air to pass through. When you combine that open structure with a thermally conductive gel infusion, the foam actively pulls the heat away from your skin.
So it's spreading it out.
Exactly. Instead of the heat pooling in a tight circle right underneath your body, the gel conducts that heat outward, dispersing it across the entire wider surface of the mattress.
And then as you move, the air flowing up through those 6-inch steel coils acts like an active ventilation system, basically pushing that dispersed warm air right out the sides of the bed. It's a fascinating thermal loop.
It really is.
But speaking of moving, let's talk about couples. The bed supports 300 pounds per side. It has high-density foam wrapping the perimeter for excellent edge support, meaning, you know, you won't feel like you were rolling onto the floor if you sleep near the edge.
Always a plus.
Definitely. But the standout feature for couples is the highly rated motion isolation.
Well, motion isolation is where the hybrid design really shines, particularly the pocketed coils. See, in an old school continuous coil mattress, all the springs were linked together by a single wire framework.
Oh, right. So if he sat down heavily on the left side of the bed, the entire wireframe warped, and whoever was sleeping on the right side got catapulted into the air, like
Yeah.
jumping on a giant shared trampoline. Every single movement sends a shockwave across the whole surface.
Pocketed coils fundamentally solve that. Each individual steel coil is wrapped in its own fabric sleeve. They are physically independent of one another. So pushing down on one coil does not drag down the coils next to it.
So instead of a trampoline, sleeping on pocketed coils is more like walking across a really dense pebble beach. The stones directly under your feet shift and compress to hold your weight, but the stones a foot away don't move at all.
That is a perfect way to visualize it, actually. The localized compression doesn't travel laterally. Your partner could be tossing and turning, getting in and out of bed, and the kinetic energy just stops at the exact boundary of their body weight.
They also offer a split king option, which is essentially two twin XL mattresses pushed together, allowing couples to have totally customized independent sleeping surfaces while still sharing a frame.
Which is great for couples with different sleep needs.
Yeah. But I do have to bring up a specific caveat from the review regarding intimacy.
Right.
The source diplomatically notes that while the foam construction is entirely quiet-like, no squeaky springs, the moderate bounce and the plush sinkage might not be, quote, ideal for active intimacy.
Yeah, when a mattress review says a bed is not ideal for active intimacy, they are talking entirely about the physics of kinetic energy.
Right. And it makes me wonder about an inescapable trade-off here. We want a bed that completely isolates motion so we don't wake up when our partner moves. But we also want a bed with enough bounce and responsiveness for intimacy. Can you actually engineer a mattress that does both perfectly? Or are those two goals just mechanically at odds with each other?
They are completely at odds. You really cannot cheat the laws of physics. It is a direct, unavoidable engineering trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
When you introduce movement onto a surface, that kinetic energy has to go somewhere.
It can't just vanish.
Right. In a bed with high bounce like traditional inner springs or pure latex mattresses, that kinetic energy is stored in the tension of the materials and quickly returned back to you. The bed actively springs back.
Mm.
That is highly beneficial for intimate activities because the bed works with your momentum.
But it's disastrous for sleeping because that return kinetic energy travels straight across the bed and wakes up your partner.
Exactly. Adaptive memory foam, by its very chemical nature, is designed to absorb kinetic energy, not return it. It deadens the impact. The energy dissipates harmlessly into the dense cellular structure of the foam.
So it's absorbing the momentum.
Yeah. So looking at the Puffy Lux, with its thick transition foams and moderate sinkage, it heavily prioritizes peaceful, uninterrupted, motion-isolated sleep. It will be dead quiet, but it will essentially absorb all of your momentum.
Got it. Okay, so we've established who the mattress is actually built for, the biomechanics of how it works, and how it handles the variables of heat and movement. Let's move to the reality of the buying and unboxing experience. Like, what actually happens when you click purchase on a luxury bed in a box?
The logistics of the modern mattress industry are almost as fascinating as the material science, honestly.
Right. Shipping is free in the contiguous U.S., and this massive 12-inch hybrid arrives tightly compressed, rolled up in a relatively small cardboard box. The unboxing is straightforward, though the source notes it expands immediately upon cutting the plastic and takes a few hours to reach its full final size. But here is the massive red flag, or at least a very bold caveat from the source material, the off-gassing.
Ah, yes. The infamous new mattress smell.
But this isn't just a faint passing odor. The review explicitly states it takes roughly 23 days for the strong odor to completely dissipate. 23 days.
That is a long time.
The average for box mattresses is around 7 days. That is over 3 weeks of chemical smell lingering in your bedroom. And earlier we noted that all the foams are CertiPure US and GreenGuard certified for low emissions and being free of harmful chemicals. How can a mattress be certified completely clean, yet still take almost a month to air out?
I know, it seems completely contradictory on the surface, but it makes perfect sense when you understand the chemistry of polyurethane foam manufacturing. The CertiPure US certification is incredibly rigorous. It guarantees that the foam is manufactured without ozone depleters, without toxic heavy metals like mercury or lead, without formaldehyde, and without heavily regulated phthalates.
So it isn't toxic. It's perfectly safe to be around.
It is entirely safe. But safe does not mean odorless.
Right.
What you are actually smelling are volatile organic compounds, or VOCs.
Hmm.
When foam is manufactured, it requires a significant chemical reaction to create that open cell structure we talked about. In a normal factory setting, the foam would sit in a warehouse and naturally off-gas those benign chemical byproducts into the air over a few weeks.
But in the bed-in-a-box industry, that fresh foam is immediately crushed by heavy machinery, vacuum-sealed in thick, airtight plastic, and stuffed into a shipping box.
Exactly. The gases have nowhere to go. They are essentially trapped in a plastic time capsule.
So when you finally cut open that plastic in your bedroom weeks or months later, all of those trapped VOCs release at once.
That's exactly right. And because the Puffy Luxe is so thick and uses highly dense, complex layers of foam, there is simply a massive volume of material off-gassing. It is crucial for buyers to understand that distinction. It isn't dangerous, but you absolutely have to be mentally prepared to crack a window, run a fan, and endure that initial break-in period for nearly a month.
That is a serious commitment, though Puffy does try to offset that commitment with their trial policies. The Luxe comes with a 101-night sleep trial. Interestingly, that is a bit shorter than the 173-night industry average, but still, you know, over 3 months of testing.
Which is plenty of time.
Right. They do, however, require a mandatory 14-day minimum adjustment period before you can even initiate a return, which makes total sense given the intense off-gassing we just talked about.
And beyond the smell, your body physically needs time to recalibrate. If you've been sleeping on a sagging, worn-out mattress for 5 years, your muscles and ligaments have adapted to that poor alignment.
Oh, that makes sense.
When you switch to a highly supportive, biomechanically correct surface, your back might actually ache for the first few days as your spine realigns to its natural posture.
The bed also comes with a lifetime warranty for the original buyer, covering standard defects in materials and workmanship. Which finally brings us to the price. The Puffy Luxe officially starts at $2,149 for a queen. But the source explicitly notes that frequent aggressive sales drop that price to as low as $749.
That high anchor pricing strategy is incredibly common in the mattress industry. They establish a high perceived value with the initial price tag, making the inevitable discount feel like an unmissable steal.
It effectively means that if you are paying that full $2,149, you are making a massive mistake. You really have to keep an eye on their site and wait for the sale.
Definitely.
But even at its heavily discounted lowest, it's not really an option for strict budgets under $1,000. And if you are cross-shopping in this premium space, the review also mentions a couple of strong alternatives. The Helix Sunset Luxe and the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid.
Both are solid options.
Yeah, both are luxury hybrid options that play in a very similar space of plush, highly engineered cooling comfort, but might offer slightly different firmness profiles or bounce characteristics depending on your exact preference.
And whenever you're making an investment in your sleep, benchmarking against direct competitors is just good due diligence.
Absolutely. So, synthesizing everything we've torn apart today, the 8 layers, the thermodynamics, the biomechanics, what is the final verdict? Who should click buy and who should walk away?
The data points point to a very clear demographic. The Puffy Luxe is an incredibly effective, cooling, pressure-relieving haven, specifically engineered for side sleepers, back sleepers, and notoriously hot sleepers who have a mid-to-high budget and value peaceful, undisturbed, motion-isolated rest above all else.
But not for everyone.
Right. However, it is a definitive hard pass for stomach sleepers and heavier individuals who structurally require much more rigid, unyielding support to keep their spines aligned.
It always comes down to matching the intensive engineering to your specific individual biology. And before we sign off, I do want to invite you one more time to check out the links in the article accompanying this deep dive. If everything we've talked about sounds like your perfect night's sleep, use that link for an exclusive discount before making your purchase.
And I will leave you with a final thought to ponder, something that builds on everything we've explored today. Consider the strange, beautiful paradox of the modern mattress industry.
Oh, I like this.
We seek out these highly engineered luxury beds, demanding complex layers of independent pocketed coils, thermodynamic gels, and specialized open-cell foams. Then we have them ruthlessly crushed by industrial machines, compressed into tiny, vacuum-sealed cardboard boxes, and hauled across the country.
Left sitting on our front porches like a stack of books.
Exactly. Then we drag them inside, slice them open, and willingly endure up to 23 days of intense chemical off-gassing just to properly break them in. We endure all of that logistical chaos and chemical waiting. And in exchange, we expect this highly manufactured, industrially crushed block of polyurethane and steel to seamlessly mimic a literal weightless cloud for the next 10 years of our lives.
We demand the absolute peak of human engineering, but we want it to feel like pure magic.
What does our willingness to endure a month of uncomfortable adjustment say about how deeply, how desperately we value the healing power of a perfect night's sleep?
It says that when you finally find the exact right combination of structural support and yielding comfort, a few weeks of off-gassing is a remarkably small price to pay to finally sleep on a cloud. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive from Mattress Advisory. Catch you next time.